All right, all right. He threw up his hands. You know you're being an idiot. I know you're being an idiot. But if I can't stop you, I can't. The one thing I am going to do, however, is to take a few precautions of my own.
Such as, Your Majesty?
Stainer asked a trifle warily.
First, I'm placing a permanent guard around the cathedral,
Caleb said grimly.
I may not be able to stop people from smuggling daggers into mass with them, but I can damn well keep anyone from smuggling in a barrel or two of gunpowder when no one's looking.
Stainer looked a bit unhappy, but he nodded in acquiescence.
And second, Michael, and I warn you now, I'll entertain no arguments from you on this point, I'm placing a couple of General Cherman's scout snipers inside the cathedral itself.
The Archbishop seemed to stiffen, but Caleb stuck a finger under the older man's nose and shook it.
I told you I'm not listening to any arguments, he said sternly, and I'm not. I'll keep them as much out of sight as I can, probably in one of the upper balconies. But they're going to be there, Michael. They won't be Sejins, of course, so don't expect them to duplicate Merlin's little feat without managing to kill any innocent bystanders. But at least they'll be there just in case.
For a long, tense moment, it looked as if Stainer were going to argue anyway. Then his shoulders slumped slightly, and he sighed.
Very well, Caleb, he said, if you truly insist.
I do.
Caleb's voice, like his expression, was unyielding, and Merlin agreed with him. Of course, it was unlikely, to say the least, that two or three marksmen, or even a dozen of them, could have prevented this morning's assassination attempt from succeeding. Only Merlin's enhanced reaction speed and the fact that he'd seeded the cathedral with remote sensors had let him realize what was happening in time to do anything about it. Marksmen, limited to their natural senses and reflexes, were unlikely, to say the least, to duplicate his accomplishment. On the other hand, he told himself grimly, there are a few additional precautions I can take. And His Eminence, Archbishop too stubborn for his own good, isn't going to be able to do anything about them either, because, unlike Caleb, I have absolutely no intention of discussing them with him in the first place. He allowed no sign of his thoughts to show in his own expression, despite a certain sense of satisfaction at having found a way around Stainer's stubbornness. Owl was already redeploying and beefing up the sensor net inside and around Telesburg Cathedral. King Caleb's guardsmen might not be able to tell which of the Archbishop's parishioners had decided to attend Mass tastefully accoutred with the latest thing in hidden daggers, but Owl's sensors certainly could. And one Merlin Athrawes would have absolutely no hesitation about confronting anyone who'd absent-mindedly brought one along. That was the easy part, but he had no intention of stopping there. Owl was already busy duplicating Stainer's vestments on a stitch-by-stitch, gem-by-gem basis. When he was done, it would be literally impossible for even Stainer to tell the difference between the AI's handiwork and the originals. Even any tiny darned spots would be exactly duplicated. But unlike the originals, the copies would be made of the latest in anti-ballistic fabrics, seeded with nanotech, which would literally transform any portion of their surface into plate armor in the face of any impact. And once his vestments had been replaced, it would be time to start on his regular cassocks as well. Owl ought to have the entire project finished by the end of the current 5-day. And then, Your Eminence, the next son of a bitch who tries to stick a knife into you is going to find himself confronted with a miracle Clinton and his friends will find difficult to explain away, Merlin thought coldly. Of course, I doubt that the son of a bitch in question will live long enough to realize just how surprised he really is. Which suited Merlin Athrawes just fine.